Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode where we talk about insights and questions. And on today's episode, I want to share with you a key insight that I've used to be able to get results. And, you know, all of the time when people first see my work, especially people who have been working with the mind and emotions and healers and people like that, a lot of times people will mistakenly think that I'm promoting like an emotional bypass, if you will. And over the years, I can't tell you how many healers or practitioners have people sit with the emotion and not move through it so fast and really just go into the emotion and sit with it and be with it. Now, I have to say, I strongly disagree with this approach, not only because it doesn't get the results, but also you can see that it doesn't work. Now, I do agree with the part about processing emotions, but I strongly disagree that you want to just go into the emotion and sit with it right away and analyze it right away. And I'm going to share with you why that is and what you'll want to do instead of what everybody else is doing. And I want to explain why this is so that you can understand it and not just, you know, one person saying one thing and another person saying another thing, but I want you to understand it so it makes sense to you, because that's what I started doing in my own life with my health. As I said, wait a second, you know, I was following all of these things that everybody normally does and it didn't work. And I kept doing it and it didn't work. And that's when I said, you know what, I'm just going to start doing what I feel like needs to happen to create change and start doing exactly that. And that's when my health and my life radically changed. And of course, you can see these same tools and techniques and concepts work with people who are on the podcast back to back to back. You can see that people are getting results. And so you can see that there's something that I am doing that's different from what everybody else is doing to be able to get those results. And so that's what I want to share with you, because, you know, again, if you think back to past volunteers, there are people who have been working with their mind for healing for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, and still haven't got the results. That's unfortunately the norm. And I have to say, you know, in my world, even in the past week, I have seen people go off of medication, not because I told them to go off of medication, but because they made these changes in their lives, and then, of course, they need to go see their doctor, and their doctor has taken them off of medication and blood pressure medication and thyroid medication and all kinds of medication, or even people who were wheelchair-bound who are now standing and working on walking and working on physical therapy and all kinds of things. And again, it's not just because I'm so amazing. It's because we're all amazing beings. But the key thing that you'll want to remember is that if you want to get different results than everybody else is getting, then of course you need to do things differently. And again, that's what I did in my own life. And also that's what I do with all of these volunteers, which of course is why they're getting results like nobody's ever seen before, because it's all about how you navigate your mind. And so that said, I want to share with you a key insight that I use to be able to help people get radical results. And again, I want you to take what makes sense to you. So that said, I am going to start with a simple question. And it's this. It's that if you were going to go ask somebody for help with ideas to think about a solution in your life. You know, if it was maybe a solution in your business or a solution at your work or with your family or with some type of problem that you were trying to solve and you were trying to come up with a solution for it, would you ask the person if they were in a bad or angry or upset or hurt mood, or would you prefer to ask them if they are in a positive mood? Which one would you want to do in your life? And which one would you think that they're going to be the most open-minded and the most resourceful to find a solution? Well, clearly the answer is in a positive mood, because when somebody is in a very emotionally upset, negative space, they're not very resourceful. And if I use an example, you know, if you picture a woman who's really, really upset or really hurt or really angry, and you try to reason with her, and she's very, very, very upset about something that just happened, and you try to reason with her and just use logic, how does it usually go? Usually not so well, unless she calms down. And once she starts to calm down and change her energy a bit and change her emotion a bit, then she can come to some conclusions and some insights and be more resourceful. Now, clearly, if she calms down a little bit, then she might be a little more resourceful. But let's say that she calms down a lot and she's completely calm and she feels a lot better. And then she looks at the situation and says, okay, wait a second. Let me process this. Let me see what I really do want. Let me see what I really need to fix, et cetera, right? So that is the optimal place that the processing should occur when you're working with your mind, is in that space. So meaning this is that the more I can get somebody to start to see things in a different way and actually start to feel a bit differently, then what can happen is then they're in a stronger place to process the pattern and to change and to really create a transformation in their life, compared to if they just go into the negative emotion and sit with it, then the mind is not that resourceful. And I'm going to break this down even more, because even when somebody has subconscious patterns, as soon as they go into that emotion that was there, their mind is stuck basically in that consciousness. You know, when we feel emotionally strong about something, that's what we tend to see. And the easiest way to put it is the example I've used before, and you've probably heard many a times before, is that, you know, if you start to think about buying a certain car, you start to see it everywhere. Well, when somebody's locked into an emotional pattern, that controls their consciousness. It directs what they're seeing in life. And so to be able to get out of that, they'll really want to reduce and release those emotions around it as much as possible, so then they can see more clearly. Just like another example is, if you had an argument and you feel really, really heated about it, likely you're just going to see your side and your side and your side only. But if you can calm your emotions down and you can really relax, the more you can calm your own emotions, the more you can get to a place where you could start to see things from the other person's side too. And you can also see things from the way that you were seeing them, and then come to a new place of agreement that makes it feel even better. But if you're in that argument, and you're in that argument, and you're in that argument, and then as you stop having that argument, you just sit there with those negative feelings, you don't allow yourself to ever expand your consciousness. Instead, you're just sitting with your feelings and processing your feelings. And so the more you just sit with the same emotion and process that same emotion, the more stuck in that emotion you are. It's like sitting in a hole and then wanting to see what the whole world looks like. You can't, as long as you're in that hole, and that's what it does with your consciousness. So, for example, you may have even heard the phrase before that says, you know, hindsight is 20/20. You know, when you can see things after they're already over, you can see them with more clarity. after they're already over and you're looking back on them. Now, even in that case, of course, you see things a lot clearer because you're not in it emotionally and you're not sucked in. So, of course, you can see a lot clearer. And even from that place, the more you release and let go of emotions, the more you can still continue to change your perspective even more. So, of course, there's always expanded levels of consciousness where you get even more clear of patterns and subconscious thoughts and all of these things. So there's more to always unpack there. But that is exactly my point, is that all of the time I see people or people who come into my classes who have learned that you're just supposed to go in and sit with the emotion and feel the emotion and be still with the emotion and all of those things. And unfortunately, I see these people are typically the people who feel the heaviest, and they also just end up being stuck in the same pattern over and over again, because they're not really breaking free of that pattern itself. And I see that all the time. And I have to say, you know, I have so much compassion, because going through my injury, I mean, I know all too well what it feels like to feel like there is heaviness sitting on my chest that I could not escape, or pain that was so high that felt like it was driving me insane, or just feeling like there was a lump in the back of my throat and like my whole world was heavy. And, you know, just that feeling of heaviness in your gut and just feeling like, God, I wish I could sleep, but then I couldn't sleep. And it felt melancholy and negative and heavy and hard and everything else. You know, I wasn't always this happy, bubbly person that's like, everything's positive. That's where I was for many, many years, you know, working with my mind and just sitting and processing the negative and all of that. But it wasn't working. And the more that I understood the brain and how it works, the more I realized that I had to do it differently and that it didn't even make sense to sit there with the negative. And I'll go ahead and break this down, because, you know, we can see, as we just talked about logically, that to be able to create change, we need the brain to be resourceful, but that isn't truly possible. And if we look at it in a more technical way, as far as health and the energy of the body, and we stop and think about it for a moment, you know, every time you have a thought or an emotion, neurons fire. And when neurons fire, they release biophotons, which is basically the energy of your body. And biophotons are like little particles of light, if you will, so like a little quantum of light. And these particles of light, your energy of your body, they carry information throughout your body. And by the way, on a side note, this energy that we're talking about in biophotons, this is something that's being studied at top universities around the world. So this isn't just like energy that's been labeled your aura or something like that, but on an actual technical level, that's what happens. You know, your neurons fire, they release biophotons. These biophotons are sending information throughout your body, and top universities everywhere are actually researching these biophotons. And so, point being, what I began to realize is that if I just went in and sat with an emotion, that means neurons are firing, which means that I would be essentially increasing all of that negative energy. Not because I would want to, but because that's how the brain works. You know, if you think about it on a simple note, if you wanted a kid to get rid of the programming of SpongeBob from their brain, you wouldn't sit them down in front of hours and hours and hours of SpongeBob and tell them to just process it, because that's just going to trigger that same information in their mind. And so if you sit with an emotion, you're just triggering that same energy and those same neurons over and over and over, which can trigger also the same emotions, which emotional intensity is also connected to biophotons, meaning the more emotional intensity you have, the higher the intensity of the biophotons being released. So emotions do have a direct connection to how strong and how intense the biophoton emissions are, you know, so how intense the energy is, so to speak. And by the way, we will talk even more about biophotons coming up. I just want to always make sure to simplify everything so it makes logical sense to you and so you can use it in your life. So again, I would say just the simple way is if you think about wanting a kid to forget about SpongeBob, or even if you think about it, if you've ever before been in an argument and after the argument, you're trying to go throughout your day and it keeps coming back in your mind and you keep thinking about it and keep thinking about it and all of that, that's not helping it go away. And let's say that you even process it and you do happen to come to a resolution with your partner. As you probably know, that doesn't delete it from your subconscious mind. So meaning that even if you take an argument, you come to a resolution with it, that doesn't delete the energy of it. And so, you know, if you think back to an argument that was very heated that you had a year ago, and you remember being heated about it, that information is still in your subconscious mind. Even if you're thinking consciously to yourself, oh, well, that doesn't bother me, that information is still in your subconscious mind. And ultimately, to really heal your body, if it was that argument that was affecting you, then that would be something that you would need to eradicate from your mind. So you can see here that even if you process an argument, it still never eradicates it from the subconscious mind anyways. So sitting with the emotion didn't even make logical sense on any level. On a health note, you just don't want to spend that time re-triggering that negative energy over and over and over. Ultimately, you need to get the information out of your subconscious mind. That is key. And of course, the way to do that is to begin putting new positive information in and then making sure to get rid of the negative. And I want to be clear on that because there are some people who do only want to put in the positive, and that's great to put in the positive, but if you don't go back to really fully release the negative, you end up with triggers in your life that set you back, or these emotions even in your subconscious mind still just get buried further and further down. So it is important to make sure to release the negative, but there is a way to do it that can help you get the results that you want. And it's definitely not with just sitting with the negative, but instead creating that radical transformation where you really bring in that new positive information and begin programming that in your nervous system. And the more you do that, the easier it is to let the negative go. And you know, the easiest way to really illustrate that is if you think about walking, for example. You know, if you think about anywhere that you want to go with walking, what do? You take one foot and you move it forward. You take new ground. Then with the back foot, you have to release old ground. And so that's really the way to make the change. Now, to get somewhere different in life is to, you know, take new ground, release old ground, take new ground, release old ground. And that's what's key. Now, if you just sit with how you're feeling and you're not taking in new programming and new ground, you're not really able to move forward in the direction that you want to go. And not only that, but it doesn't feel better. You're not as resourceful. You're stuck in that negative. And again, going back to the very question, would you ask somebody who was sitting in the negative to be resourceful and help you find a solution? Or another example that you might have experienced in your own life before, if you've ever been really stressed and frustrated, trying to get something done, and it just wasn't working, and then you left it alone, cooled off a bit, came back to it, and it worked like a charm. That, of course, is another example of what it is that I'm doing. And so basically what I call this is I call it the ARC, if you will, which is A-R-C, which stands for Accessing Resourceful Consciousness. And so all the time, basically what I'm doing is I'm helping people to create a radical shift. So they're really genuinely feeling different. And then after they make that shift into the positive, then they can go back and really look at the situation and gain more clarity from it and really decide how to proceed. And I have to say, this episode is actually divine timing because, you know, if you recall, I was working with Sue, who is just this beautiful being and who is a teacher at a university. And she just has, this beautiful big heart. And if you think about that episode, I mean, at the very end, there was this part where we were working with her mind programming, with her pain and art and all of that. So if you recall, she was also thinking about selling her artwork. And then she had feelings of guilt towards money and different things like that came up for her. And so from that episode, I was showing her, you know, of course, how to get out of pain. So what emotions to change. And then I told her, you know, decide what it is that you want to do moving forward and analyze it, process this, and move forward in a new way. So that is important. And by the way, I have to say, she did end up sending me some of her artwork and I was blown away. I mean, it's honestly really impressive. And as somebody who really appreciates art, I think she should definitely share it with the world. But of course, it's up to her. So I don't want to influence that. And of course, whatever she decides, there's absolute respect. But my point being is that that's exactly where we left the episode, is we created a shift so she could feel different emotionally, but then said, all right, you're going to want to process this. You're going to want to think about how to handle this moving forward and do exactly that. What's also perfect about that episode is I think somewhere around 15 or 16 minutes in, you know, there was something brought up about the negative and she goes, oh, I'm not supposed to talk about the negative. And it was like, no, we do want to look at the negative because we want to know what the negative is so we can immediately start shifting and figuring out what the new positive needs to be to create that transformation. So it is about looking at the negative, but not sitting with it and not going way into it and all of that, but immediately shifting it to the positive where you can arc, you know, access resourceful consciousness, because that is when you are more empowered and you can see with even more clarity what you want to do. And then, of course, go back and process and release all of those negative emotions. So it's not bypassing at all, but it is prioritizing feeling good at programming in the positive. You know, part of what I teach when people go through my courses is an 8-step process called the Gilmore Empowerment Method. And, you know, on these 1-step or 1.5 steps from that entire 8-step process. So there are more things that you want to do, but the first thing you do want to do is you really want to get good at creating that shift. And by the way, there are multiple reasons that you would want to do that, not just the arc, you know, accessing resourceful consciousness, but also because it can help relieve your pain. And so if you think about any of these volunteers who have shifted out of pain, it's also easier to be resourceful when you're not sitting there in physical pain. You know, not to mention if somebody has some major type of illness, of course, you don't want to be in the negative emotional links any longer than you need to. So optimally, you want to be able to shift out of the negative emotion and then go back and process it so it doesn't come back. And that is what's key. And while this may seem like a small distinction, but when you stop and think about it for a moment, it's big. Because imagine if somebody's really trying to change their life and they're really trying to change their pattern and they're really trying to change their situations and their health and all of that, and they're going in and sitting with the emotion and sitting with the emotion. It's like sitting in a hole and trying to create a different world and see a different world. It becomes really hard to do. And, you know, I love Einstein's quote where he says, no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness or thinking that created it. And so this is exactly that. It's basically getting your mind to think in a different way and pulling it out of all of that emotion and then being willing to see things and be resourceful and empower yourself by having that expanded consciousness. And so that is one of the many things that I purposely implemented to be able to get a different type of result. Now, there are a few things that I could recommend to you at this point. I know this is an IQ episode, so a lot of times we're learning insights and questions on this episode. And so for this insight to really land, what you may want to do is go back and listen to an episode and notice that I am doing exactly this. And by the way, if you are somebody who missed the last episode, then I just go back and listen to that episode. Now, I don't think many people did miss that episode just because the stats were off the charts for that last episode. And I had people messaging in saying it was one of their favorite all-time episodes, you know, at least in the top 20, and they just loved it. And so I got that feedback from a lot of people. So I don't think a lot of people missed it, but if you happen to miss it, just go back and listen to that episode, or even go back and listen to another episode that comes to mind, episode number 73, where just the volunteer who's just so beautiful, Catherine, was able to make some radical shifts in her health and in her life, and even after the episode, circled back to say how much it changed her life. So there's that episode, or even episode number 41 and 42 with the just beautiful, lovely volunteer Natasha, who was able to really embrace the changes and then make it life-changing, you know, and she really did it. She embraced the change, and then it was so beautiful. She sent in a picture of her and her toddlers and her husband out hiking together on the mountain. It was just so beautiful. It brought tears to my eyes. So it's just beautiful what we are all capable of. And my point being is it's not about bypassing the emotion, but it is about creating a radical shift in your emotional state, which can then, again, open up your consciousness to be able to access resourceful consciousness that can empower you even more in your life. And on that note, the more empowered that every individual is with their happiness and their health and their life, the better the world will be for all of us. And so on that note, I'm going to ask you to please share this episode with somebody you love, somebody you care about, or even somebody who's been sitting with their negative emotions and reflecting because that's how they thought it was supposed to be done. So maybe they can start doing things in a different way that can actually help to open up their consciousness to be able to make a real change in their life, or even just start to get clarity of what that change might be. All right, so that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. I have so much respect for you that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your consciousness and your energy and your heart. And I love it. And I wish you a most incredible, wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.